On the front page of the Financial Times today, this headline, Russia's energy minister hits back at Cheney. Last week, Vice President Cheney accused Moscow of using its energy resources as tools of intimidation and blackmail. Today, Russia's Viktor Khrushchenko described Moscow as deeply puzzled by such comments. That's caught the ear of NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore, who is keeping track of the increasing tension between Moscow and the Bush administration.
Soulmates no longer. President Bush seems to be almost spoiling for a fight with Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom he accuses of turning his back on democratization. Vice President Dick Cheney is back from a visit to Eastern Europe, where he told a conference in Vilnius, Lithuania, that the Russian regime had unfairly restricted people's rights and used its oil and gas resources to intimidate Ukraine, its neighbor. Then the vice president flew off to oil-rich Kazakhstan, where one-time communist bureaucrat Nursultan Nazarbayev rules with an iron hand and has banned all opposition parties. There, Cheney praised progress towards democratization. He also talked to Nazarbayev about building an oil pipeline that would bypass Russia. It is as though the United States, along with former Soviet republics and satellites, is seeking to draw a cannon-like line of containment, a sort of cordon sanitaire, around an unreconstructed Russia. If tensions continue to mount, there could be a Donnybrook at the summit of the G8 industrial powers in St. Petersburg in mid-July, where Russia will be presiding for the first time. It's hard to figure out why the Bush administration is starting this new little Cold War with Russia. Russia has to be prevailed upon not to veto United Nations sanctions on Iran if there's to be any hope of getting a strong resolution. Russia is also an asset in the fight against terrorism, and Russia's huge stockpile of nuclear weapons is never very far from strategic thinking. A recent report of a task force assembled by the Council on Foreign Relations said that U.S.-Russian relations are headed in the wrong direction. The task force recommends what it calls a de facto revival of the Group of Seven, that is, a separate meeting without Russia. That is not likely to sit very well with the hosts in St. Petersburg. One way or another, relations with Russia seem to be headed for trouble. This is Daniel Shore.